One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he.' And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. There's no team in March Madness right now that is thinking they'll just go out there, do what they can, see what happens. Every team is strategizing, hoping to get as far as they can to win. We don't treat the spiritual life like that. We don't run so as to win, as St. Paul says. I think there's a subtle temptation just to say, "I'll be good. I'll show up. I'll try and strive to have a good, decent relationship with the Lord. Even try to be holy, somewhat. I wouldn't dare to be so bold, so arrogant as to think I could strive for sanctity." But that is the command of the Lord, to be saints. Thérèse Lisieux, who says, "There's no such thing as being half a saint. I cannot be half a saint. I must be a whole saint or no saint at all." And given our sinfulness, given times we fail, we might look at that and say, like, well, it's hopeless. But it's not. We have to look at the goal, look at the finish line, look at the end, the prize, to be saints, which is nothing other than to love God with everything and your neighbor as yourself. The command Jesus gives us, the utter simple twofold command, to love God, not just love as much as you can, but love with everything you are, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is what it is to become a saint. God will give us every grace we need. When we fall, the Lord gives every mercy we need. But we have to see the end goal, and we have to strive for that, to strive to be saints, to strive not just to love God some, but to strive to love God with everything we are.